Finally, the last part of this website and the project had the purpose of presenting a global analysis of the different elements covering this project. To this end, a series of visualizations have been produced based on the statistical processing of all the references used in the context of this project research. Therefore, this analysis was implemented using the text mining approach with the statistical software R. Therefore, and taking this information into account, in the first place, it will be possible to visualize a network graph that allows us to identify the correlation among all those words that were analyzed in the course of this study. In this sense, it is important to consider that all these words are related in some way, but with different degrees of frequency. So we can differentiate between stronger and weaker nodes according to the degree of frequency that a tuple of words is repeated within all the information processed. This analysis will allow us to recognize patterns as well as which concepts are associated with each other and how they are related with the different actors. In addition, a word map with contextual information is presented with the purpose of visualizing and identifying at the global level which countries are involved or have relation with the present with non-state actors, which are the main responsible of different actions, such as espionage, sabotage, attack on infrastructure, political stabilization, among other types of actions. For more information about the methodology and the different steps implemented to perform the analysis and the visualization of the results, as well as the source of code, can be found in the different tabs of this section. Last but not least, in this section, you will find the document with the consolidation of the research conducted in the context of this project. The document will be available in one of the tabs of this section with the option to download it in the PDF format.